One of the big challenges and big questions will be for the future, however, in the MSI patients, to see what is the exact place, when should we give a checkpoint inhibitor first line, or should we start in first line with chemo and then later lines. And that's the study, one of the studies that we will see next year, some results, but probably is first line MSI patients, FOLFOX, bevacizumab, or reference chemotherapy versus pembro. That's an important study.
And of course, you know, coming out of lung cancer, one of the questions would be, what about chemo plus checkpoint inhibitor? Is that being looked at first line?
There are some small series ongoing, but no data are available. There is also a study in the adjuvant setting, stage 3, that is running right now with FOLFOX plus or minus atezolizumab in stage 3 colon cancer. So in the adjuvant setting with chemo plus or minus a checkpoint inhibitor. So there are many different questions in this that we have to answer.
But now this is adjuvant MSI?
Yes, that's a study that is running in the US.
Wow.
FOLFOX plus or minus atezolizumab, the PD-L antibody in MSI stage 3 colon cancer.
Well, that's really great.
That's running. But that will take several years, of course, before we will see the results of this study. That's a relatively large study. Adjuvant setting results, events, it will take some time, and all patients get FOLFOX in this. So that's chemo plus or minus a checkpoint inhibitor. So there is some activity ongoing also here.
Really interesting. You know, of course, the issue of combined PD-1 and anti-CTLA-4 is being obviously a big part of melanoma, lung cancer, you're seeing studies in it. And, you know, in terms of the issue of complication, it kind of sounds like, from what I'm hearing, that a lot of this has to do with the IPI or the anti-CTLA-4. And you know, people have talked a lot about dosing. What do we know about, you know, the dosing in this combination?
We didn't figure it out completely. What is clear is that IPI is usually given for short duration, and potentially the lower dose may also be an option in this, because that's clear. The combination of Nivo plus IPI is more toxic than Nivo alone. That's clear. For me, it's not yet clear today what will be at long term the recommended dose.